We'll continue on row one of the 109th running of the Indianapolis 500 presented by Gainbridge, starting third on Sunday, two-time runner-up in the 500, a seven-time race winner in the NTT IndyCar Series, driver the number five, Aero McLaren Chevrolet, Pato Award. Pato, how you doing? Starting second, two-time winner in the race, back for his 16th Indianapolis 500, driving, of course, the number 75, Amada Honda for Rahal Letterman-Lanigan Racing. It's Takuma Sato. And on pole for Sunday's race, first rookie to win pole position since Teo Fabi back in 1983 for a team that was founded in 1983, driving the number 83. Something's going on there, yeah, right?
Quite a lot of coincidence.
A lot of synergy there. Robert Schwartzman from Prema Racing. Pato, we'll start with you. I'm sure you're chomping at the bit, ready to get going tomorrow in that two-hour practice. What do you guys hope to learn?
Yeah. Obviously, two more hours to get the car into a nice window, or best window as you can going into the race. But yeah, just looking forward to seeing everybody back at the Speedway. You know, it's going to be a sold out event. That's going to be nuts. The vibes are going to be cool, and yeah, just really ready to just be done and dusted with this. You know, it's been a long month, but it's been a smooth one so far.
Sato, you've had a lot of good chances here. How's this one?
Right. Well, echoing what Pato said, that obviously we all look forward to see the energy of all the fans come in. But most importantly, obviously, you need to be confident. To do that, you need will in the car of day. So hopefully tomorrow is our last chance to see the race setup, how it's going to work. And to be honest, up to the qualifier, yes, we were satisfied with our performance very well. But in race car situation, I think we were still halfway. So hopefully we can sort it out before on Sunday.
And Robert, what has the last several days been like for you?
Very busy. yeah, obviously it's good to be that busy. Let's say I'm very happy. Actually, I'm extremely happy, and it's still quite an unbelievable thing that happened on Sunday. But like the guy said, we're all trying to now focus on the race and try to get our best from the car to have the most comfortable environment starting the race. And, you know, it's 200 laps. Probably the conditions are going to be changing a bit. Plus, you know, from what I've seen, I've never raced in the oval, but from what I've seen, you can get a bit of traffic. So, you know, we try to find a good way for having a good car for all of these conditions. So we need to use wisely this carb day. I like the name of it. It's actually quite fun because I come from karting. So we used to have a lot of playing with carburetors. So okay. You know, carb day is quite cool. And yeah, you know, we'll see how we're going to go on Sunday. I'll have two guys quite experienced. One guy already won twice. One guy really wants to win. And, you know, he has a big hunger. He was twice super close to winning it. So for sure, it's going to be a big challenge for me. But I, at the same time, you know, I want to learn. I want to experience. I want things to go smooth. So I try to be calm throughout all the race. And, you know, from what we've seen, the race is decided on the last lap. So just hopefully be there at the top battling with the guys for the win.
No better way to start your first 500 than in the front row.
So. Yeah, it's quite a big responsibility. You know, when you say 350,000 people and, you know, you go first there, it's quite impressive. But again, you know, we come here to race and to win and do our best. So whenever there is a green flag, you know, it's just full focus on the front.
Bruce.
Robert, you knew when you won the Indianapolis 500 pole, it was a huge accomplishment. But after what you've been through the last couple of days, has it just really been jaw-dropping, the experience and the notoriety that has come with it? Because, like I think I asked you last week, you're, at least for a week, known as the fastest man in the Indy 500.
Well, I mean, I don't know even how to answer that question. It obviously feels amazing, and I've never felt such a great qualifying in my entire career. You know, I come from Europe, and normally qualifying, it's important, but it's never something that stands out so much, you know, because the next day you go race. Here it seems like it's a different event. Like the whole race separates in two phases. Like there is one is qualifying, another one is a race. So it's unique. It's the only way I've seen that one so far. And it's just awesome. Like honestly, the whole vibe and the fans that come here to watch qualifying, to support drivers, support us. It's just awesome, honestly. And obviously, I was very happy and tired at the same time, doing so many interviews, having so many questions. And I will still probably do quite a bit. But yeah, this is part of a job, and I'm looking forward for it.
And Pato, we know how bad you want to win the Indianapolis 500, but it seems like this year you've displayed a lot of inner peace and confidence going into this year's race. Do you feel a lot more confident than here in the past?
I mean, I'm just calm. It's such a long race, man. It's like 3 hours long or something. So you got to be there in the end just to even have a shot. And that's pretty much how I approach it all the time. You have to be there in the last stint. And when you get to the last stint, you got to be there 5 laps to go, 4 laps to go. Like it can end in a split of a second. But it also, it can turn around quite quickly and you can have a shot. So, every 500 is different. Taku's done more than me, but I think he can also agree that none of them are the same. So, you know, knowledge is priceless, but you know, if you're obviously in a similar situation to what in the past, you can pick and choose what you're going to do, but they're all different, man. And this year with the hybrid, the cars have been so on the edge. Some guys are driving, you know, insane in practice. So like, last year in the race, I was shocked with how some guys were driving in lap 15. So, yeah, I think it's safe to say that you never know what to expect, and just be ready for anything.
Bob? Bob Hockris, Fox Sports. Pato, with what's come out over the last 48 hours about New Garden's car from a year ago, do you wonder whether he could have passed you, whether it made a difference in passing you on the last lap?
I mean, you know, whatever it was, I wouldn't have never wanted to win an Indy 500 a year later just because, you know, one car got caught being illegal or whatever. And I truly believe Joseph won that race. You know, he timed it better than I did. And, you know, I want to be able to experience what an Indy 500 winner gets to experience, you know, the whole shenanigans and, you know, the energy and like that. That's what ultimately makes the experience just to the next level, you know, than just being an Indy 500 winner. So, I know how to position myself to be in a chance to win, and I believe I have the team behind me and able to do that. So, starting on the front row, best starting position I've ever had. We'll see what we can do on Sunday.
And for Robert, have you heard from any recording studios, and you know, or do? Do you know,
I saw TikTok. It just doesn't leave me now. Like, not yet. I'm trying to focus on Indy 500, but I hope eventually at some point, you know, some cool studio or a cool artist is going to contact me, and we're going to get, I don't know, maybe I'll get some couple of guys as well on the beat. Somebody's going to, I heard Colton is good on drums or something.
Drum.
Power. Well, no, yeah, Colton as well, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Will Power,
yeah,
also.
He's good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so probably we'll take a couple of guys with me, you know, just to the studio to do an Indy 500 song or something like that. I don't know.
Have you noticed any, like, additional views or any bump in any of your socials or any of that?
Quite a bit, yeah. For sure. I mean, it's such a big event here. I've had a lot of America, let's say, I was coming from Europe, so like to say 90% of my following or people who were following me was from like Italy, Ferrari, or Europe, because that's where I was, you know, performing and showing myself. And when I come here in the US, especially at the beginning, not many people knew who I was or like my story. And, you know, step by step, I was trying to get them to know me a bit. And especially like that's the whole qualifying thing. It was just a big hit, I think, for everybody, because I'm like, who is this guy? Out of nowhere, I just pop up, and they're like, okay, this is interesting. So for sure, there was a good, let's say, amount of people that started to know me, and I'm happy about that. And, you know, I always wanted to have an American fan base as well. Like, if you see at Pato or Takuma, they have a lot of, like, people who follow and support them because, you know, they've raced here, they've performed there. So that was also a part of, for me, to, you know, become at their level and to also represent my country and to battle with them and to have a lot of fans here in the U.S.
Chris.
Robert, after winning the poll, you were up here, you had another couple of press conferences, you had a couple of other obligations too, and then you didn't get out of here until very late at night. Did any of those, were you surprised at how much you had to do after all of that and everything you had to do over the last couple of days before you got to where you're up here yet again?
Yeah. you know, initially before qualifying, I thought, okay, well, we'll finish it on Sunday, and then we're going to have like at least a couple of days of chilling, relaxing, and, you know, then focusing on the race. And then all of a sudden, I take pole position, and then as the moment I jump out of the car, they just stick the camera right in front of my face and say, well, let's go. And I was like, I couldn't even say, like, I couldn't even see my team. Like, the people, like, it was just so fast, and they just brought me in here, and there was just interview after interview, and it was just crazy. I finished at 11, went home, arrived at 12, and the next morning I had to wake up at 6 because at 7 I had already another interview, and, you know, from then on it just started again. So this amount, and, you know, how a lot of, let's say, talking and interviews and podcasts and videos and stuff I've never experienced in my life, in my career, that amount. I know. I mean, in F1, they had it quite a bit, but it was way shorter. It was not as big as you guys have it here.
Going into your first 500, you've got a lot of veterans that are around this paddock, around the speedway, that you can talk to. What has been the best piece of advice that you've been given about approaching the 500, approaching race day, approaching the whole weekend? And who gave you that advice?
I mean, there is quite a few drivers that have talked to me and just generally tried to sort of give an advice. Like, I wasn't there in the garage, but at some point Will Power showed up to a garage and spoke with my engineer, because my engineer worked in Penske before. And he sort of gave him probably more of an advice that, you know, guys, it's getting quite cool in the qualifying top six. So get ready to sort of have a bit of a different car balance, and it's going to be more grip. So it was a good thing for us to also have a bit of like info from his side. Then there was Scott McLaughlin, who was also giving some, you know, some tips and tricks, what he have done in the past. And also other, like, I don't want to say that there is just like, there was a lot of drivers that just give their support, and it's another thing that is quite impressive here, that, you know, when I was in Europe, it seemed that all of the drivers were just against each other. Like, there was nobody talking, nobody was helping. Like, they were all, like, there was so much tension between drivers. Like, it always felt like, and I understand why, because when you're going to Formula 3, Formula 2, you want to stand out to get the chance in Formula 1. You need to show yourself as something special. And therefore, the mentality of drivers were different. Here, it seems that everybody's way more supportive, and it's way more enjoyable. Like, it's a competition, but at the same time, it's way more respectful, let's say. And I really like it.
And on the lighter note, how was it milking that cow? Because I saw that post on Twitter yesterday.
I'm jealous. I wanted to do that.
You didn't do that.
I've never milked a cow.
Man, you know what? Hold on. You know, that's maybe what you need to have a proper good luck for winning Indy 500. Because the woman, she came to me and said, the people who didn't milk the cow, they never won Indy 500. And they were like DNF, and it's a bad luck. Whoever milked the cow is like Alexander Rossi did it. He won the Indy 500. So you got to milk the cow. I was like, all right.
I'm going to go buy a cow and I'm going to milk it tonight.
No, I was going to say, I didn't do that.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, maybe there's some
other ways you can get away with that.
Yeah, but you can always ask for a milk in a cow. Maybe next year. Ask for it.
Okay. Just
get my own cow, you know?
The cow name was Indy, actually. You know, I got to meet her. She was very, very calm and cute, honestly. Like, you know, first you need to sort of pet her a bit, get comfy with her. And, yeah.
Are they always ready to just...
I'm sorry, what was that?
All right, that went a bit sideways. I guess so, man. I guess, but again, as I said, try next year, man. Like, whenever I came to her, she was ready. Like, she explained me the technique, and it was okay. It was working well, but again, I don't know. I don't know how it works there. But it was a lot of fun. It was good. It was good.
Did you try it?
What? No, the milk. No, I didn't try it, man. No.
Just don't drink in the low.
Yeah, just don't do that. Yeah. I just imagine Pato next year just underneath the cow, just like...
Maybe that's a good canning plan, huh?
Next question.
This has been good. This has been good. Go ahead.
Well, that's a tough act to follow. Takuma, last year the commentary within your team was that your motor was freakishly fast. Has there any been talk about your success yet again?
Okay, well, truth is that...
The motor is between his legs, mate.
All right.
That's where it is.
You know, I mean, the No, seriously, that HRC Honda did what an amazing job, you know, to come back in very strong this year after 2 years of clearly see the, you know, the competitor was better. But anyway, longer to make it short, actually, after the race, we went to the all the numbers together, and I was fourth strongest engine among some of my teammates. So it really didn't do anything, to be honest. And also, you know better than me, that all the engine has to go through the IndyCar first, and everything's go to the lottery. So nothing you can, you know, have a choice if you even want it. So I think, longer to make it short, I think all the competitors, yeah, they're about, you know, super special engine, whatever. They don't do that. You know, Chevrolet's and the Honda's very fair tolerance within a few percent, and maybe a little bit different, but I'm very happy to what we have in terms of environment, and as I said, HRC did an amazing job, and really proud of them putting on the front row.
Got time for a couple more. Go ahead and back.
Kelly Sander with TeleSouth Communications. Takuma, my question is, one of the older guys in the field, how have you over time changed as a driver? How has the aging process affected, not physically, but just how are you different than when you started at the track than maybe today as a driver?
It's tough to say. I simply enjoy it. I simply appreciate it. Every time you come back here, I think Robert obviously going through the amazing experience, you know, over the course of the last few weeks in particularly, but he will feel it next year. Come back, you will appreciate it even more, regardless where you are, who you are, and what result you have achieved. But come back here once you experience on a Sunday over 300,000 people, just magnitude and impact, you know, you have something done nothing like in the before. So that's the experience. You then motivated you, I want to challenge it again. I want to challenge it again. In my case, of course, I've been over 25 or 7 years in being professional, my race career. Those experiences helped me to jump into the car after 11 months of, you know, absent. But I think age at this point doesn't seem to be stop me go fast. And you could say Helio is the one hell of a driver, of course, you know, still keep winning. And hopefully one of us can stop. no, I think all competitors, you know, Lovert and Pat, you know, you name it, it's so many young, new generations driver, mixture with myself, Helio, you know, with Dixie as well, that some of the experienced and oldish driver can still mixture of racing. I think that's the name of the sport, and hopefully we all have a great fun.
Last question, go ahead.
For Pato Adel Franco from ESPN. Pato, has estado muy cerca las últimas veces, por lo menos 3 muy cerca. Ahora partes en la primera fila. Todo el mundo habla de las ganas que tienes de ganar. Eres favorito en las apuestas y ahora hasta lo de la vaca como una posibilidad para acercarte en plan de broma. Todo el mundo cree y siente esas ganas que tienes de ganar. Si el domingo te llevas la victoria, un título en el diario podría ser ya lo merecía, es que ya le tocaba.
Siento si lo merezco. Sí, yo siento que sí lo merezco, pero pues hasta que no llegue ese día, realmente te lo, pues no que no te la creas, pero es realmente ese momento cuando dices, wow, de esta es la magia de lo que todos platican, de lo que todos dicen, los que les ha tocado ganar esta carrera, ¿no? Entonces, ya veremos, es una carrera muy larga, pero estoy consciente y entiendo lo que tengo que hacer para colocarme en esa posición, para tener otra oportunidad y ya nada más queda poner el auto puesto a punto en Carb Day mañana para realmente pues darte esa chance, ¿no? Porque si el auto no está ahí, es un día mucho más difícil.
Good time. One more, go ahead. Then we'll wrap up after that.
Pato, dio la sensación en los días previos verte en la parte baja de la tabla, hablando acerca de que el auto no estaba ahí. Todo. Empezó como a haber un poco de preocupación de si era el momento, de cómo estaba McLaren y todo. Llega el día sábado y todo se nos olvida. Estás ahí y bueno, eres protagonista. Esto se trata de preparación, de ver los momentos adecuados. Cuéntanos un poco cómo es ese proceso que a lo mejor el entorno no se da cuenta y tú por eso te ves tan confiado?
No, pues altas y bajas. Es un mes lleno de altas y bajas y lo mejor que puedes hacer es tratar de mantenerte lo más neutral que puedas y estar trabajando por el programa, ¿no? Empezar, sabes que estás tratando de setear dos carros muy diferentes, uno de carrera, uno de calificación, la quali ya se acabó, realmente ahorita ya es todo lo de carrera, pero pues también nos quedan 2 horas más y esas suenan como mucho, pero realmente no es mucho tiempo, especialmente si no tienes el carro ahí donde realmente lo quieres, ¿no? Porque todavía puedes seguir afinando cositas, entonces es acumulación de mucho, mucho trabajo y de mucho chequeada aquí y acá, pero no, es el proceso de la Indy 500, nada, no es un proceso que te libera del estrés, es al revés.
¿Y te ya tienes algo en específico que es lo que falta o aún estás en búsqueda de más cosas?
No, pues nomás sentirme más competitivo, porque ahorita no me he sentido como que ahí donde digo, ¿sabes qué? Tenemos de los mejores para poder pelear hacia enfrente. Todavía hay trabajo que hacer.
All right. Dairy farmers throughout Indiana have lined up to sell you a cow, Pato. So good luck with that. Takuma, Robert.
Are they all ready to be milked?
Sure.
Whatever. No, sorry. We just don't speak Spanish. And we didn't have subtitles. So
no, it's
just
all good.
Like, yeah. Trying to talk.
It's all good. Have a great day tomorrow. Good luck.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you.